What's up, Canes fans? Peter Ariz here alongside D Money as we are bringing you another instant reaction podcast. This time, Miami has landed a big time transfer out of Marshall Deani Hill, defensive back, familiarity with Miami defensive coordinator Lance Guidry. D, what are the Canes getting here?
Fired up. By the way, thank you for joining the Canes Inside Podcast powered by Anishar and Levine Accident Attorneys. We did a ton of podcasts during spring, and after every practice, people were talking about, well, sounds like the receivers are getting behind the secondary, particularly the second team secondary. Can we add some depth to that secondary? And I think that's what Miami has done here, going to a familiar face, Deani Hill, corner from Gainesville, recruited and coached by Lance Guidry, defensive coordinator of Miami now, Chevis Jackson, who is now the defensive backs coach, the cornerbacks coach of the Miami Hurricanes. So a lot of familiarity. They got a guy that they know what he can do relative to what Miami's backups can do. 6 foot, 172. We'll need to get that weight up, but very long. It's got 2 years to play. He's played 671 defensive snaps last year for Marshall, 70.9 coverage grade, 4 pass breakups, a pick against NC State, who beat Miami last year, 55 tackles. I think what stands out when you watch the film, good, solid Florida corner, aggressive, confident, can play the ball, can run a little bit, smooth, but really his tackling to me stands out. This is a guy who's aggressive. He likes to, basically suplex guys down to the ground. He will wrestle them down hard. He is willing, and he was going to be very reliable from a tackling standpoint while also giving you that length and athleticism that Miami needs, at least from a depth standpoint in this secondary.
And we see here, as I have the tweet pulled up from Matt Zenitz, and he says how one SEC personnel staffer described the 6 foot, 175-pound Hill, who posted 55 tackles and an interception last year at Marshall. Long-limbed, can run, flashes good acceleration out of transitions, good hips, and solid tackler in space. I mean, I guess if you have to nitpick, would be nice to see him add some weight, but the fact that he has the twitchiness, he does have the length, those to me are the two most important things right off the bat, and good hips.
Yeah, and familiarity. Again, this is someone that he knows our guys know him, so there's no adjustment period. They know what he can do. They know how he fits. They know how he stacks up, and I think Miami really likes the upside of their top three corners. When you talk about Damari Brown, probably the most talented of the corners. We saw him last year, the American Heritage signing, now entering his true sophomore year. Jadis Richard, who flashed against Florida State, long, athletic corner from Vanderbilt transfer. And then Daryl Porter, who was Miami's best corner last year. They need some depth. They also need a nickel, right? So nickel corner last year was, or during spring, I should say, was Mish Powell. Last year was DeCorey Couch. So Mish Powell, the Washington transfer, is also your best free safety, your best field safety. So do you want to have him as your nickel and then maybe open up a weak spot at safety? Or would you rather put him back to safety where he played on Washington's national championship caliber defense last year? Instead, you could maybe, if you add a corner like Deani Hill, which Miami has, now you have more ability to put a Daryl Porter inside, to put a Hill inside, or to put a Damari Brown inside where he brings a lot of blitz potential and physicality, or Jadis Richard. So you have more options that allow you not to put Mish Powell at safety. So it's a positive effect on your defense as a whole. Miami's secondary needs depth. You saw in spring, we talked about it a little earlier, when the second team would come in, guys like Nykar and JoJo Trader, Shamar Kirk, would have a field day against the second team secondary because it wasn't as deep. This guy gives you more depth. Is he going to challenge the big three, the starting three? Potentially. You never know. He could. He has, again, familiarity. He's an ascending player. He's a true sophomore last year, so he's still going up. You don't know what he's going to be this year. But at the very least, he is going to give you depth and a guy that you can put out there and trust on the field, both as a tackler and as a cover guy.
As we play some of his high school highlights here again from the Gainesville area, had an interception against NC State last year as well, D, but 55 tackles out of that nickel spot. I mean, that's a really, really good number. Definitely not afraid to get his nose dirty.
It makes you feel better about the weight, right? Because if he's already tackling at that weight, as you put more weight on him, he will continue to get better as a tackler, where he's already good. And look, Marshall's is a FBS program, but Marshall's not Miami when it comes to the strength and conditioning, the resources, et cetera. So we can get him up to that 180 range. I think you'll be in good shape. Now, he can run on tape. You mentioned the SEC staffer talking about his ability to run and his acceleration. Ideally, and I talked about this a little during draft, during some of my draft stuff that I put out there, I would like Miami to add some more elite speed at corner, true track guys. Deonte Hill, look at his track numbers, 11.3 in the 100, 22.6 in the 200, which is, you know, it's okay. It's probably more along the lines of 4.5 or a high 4.48 if he gets faster than maybe a 4.3. But he does have some ability to run when you watch his tape. It's interesting. I pulled up his track numbers and his size numbers, and it reminds me of another corner that just went in the second round from Okiva in Apopka, signed with the Florida State Seminoles. Miami recruited him hard, Renardo Green. He was an 11.3 guy, a little slower in the 200 than Deonte Hill is, from an air, Central Florida, about an hour and a half out of where Deonte Hill went to high school. So similar regions, similar size, both 6 foot long guys, similar track profiles. That doesn't mean that they're the same player or this guy's going second round or anything like that, but just a physical comp when you look at the raw numbers for Deonte Hill. I think he's going to be fast enough to play corner in the ACC, and he's certainly long enough. You'd like to see him continue to add weight and continue to add speed and maximize what he can be as an athlete here with Miami Strength and Conditioning.
And it's interesting, you mentioned the versatility that he could add to this secondary. We saw last year Daryl Porter and Jaden Davis playing on the boundary a lot, which most of those guys would be more nickel profile corners. But in today's day and age of football, the offense tries to put some of those mismatch problems inside as well, right? So Hill's length is definitely a factor there at that position.
No question. And the physicality, you know, you want guys that can tackle, and particularly at nickel, or if he's on the outside as well, because those quick passes, you can expose a bad tackling corner very quickly in the modern game by just getting it out there to guys in space on these quick, you know, these smoke routes, these screens, these plays designed to pick on a bad tackling corner. So to add a guy that you don't have to worry about protecting him as a tackler, I think is big. Comparing him to Corey Couch, who was Miami's nickel last year, he's bigger guy at 6 foot. So you add a little more length. And again, he's not going to necessarily play nickel. He can play outside as well. But I think you're going to strengthen your nickel and your safety position just by adding more corners, because now Amish Powell has more flexibility of where he could play. Played safety for Washington last year, played nickel exclusively in spring. I would rather have him probably in the safety room just because of the depth of that room. Whereas now at corner, you have Damari Brown, Daryl Porter, Deonte Hill, Jadis Richard, plus Robert Stafford coming up and trying to break into that rotation. More depth at that position, which you really needed coming out of spring.
And we talked about it at the start of the show. Just the consistent theme here is a lot of these guys that are coming in have a familiarity with some of the staff members. So, guy Sam Brown at the receiver position, he has that familiarity with Shannon Dawson. You have Coach Derek Nicholson recruiting Jalen Alderman, a guy from Louisville that he was familiar with. And again, now Lance Guidry and Chevis Jackson. Again, it's not only the football player, but they have to trust the individual and the character of the guy as well.
No question. And if you're talking about kind of like where he fits in terms of the timing and the class stacking, he's class of 2022 coming out of Gainesville. So that's Mario's transition class. That was the class where Miami signed. And again, these were guys that were basically already committed and Mario kept. At corner, you really had Kamari Rogers, who's since transferred to Mississippi State, Chris Graves, who's transferred to Ole Miss, and then you had Jaden Harris, who is now probably your starting safety next to Mish Powell. So you have no corners to show from that class. This guy basically fits into that group based on his age as a class of 22 player. And it makes your roster more balanced because you make up for the loss of those transition class guys with a Deonte Hill who's already played. He's already played under these coaches, or at least under Chevis Jackson. Actually, he played against both. He played with Guidry as a freshman. So he's played with both coaches. and he's played college football. He's played against the ACC. You could watch him ACC tape. He slides right in there and helps balance out the classes. As you bring up Orion Mack, who rose to four-star status last year, and O.J. Frederick, his teammate at St. Thomas Aquinas, who I heard has looked good in offseason workouts. So you're more balanced class by class by filling in a huge gap in that class of 22.
While the staff continues to do work in the portal, D, any last thoughts here on the pickup? Again, like this video, subscribe to the channel. We do these instant reactions when the big news breaks. But of course, every day throughout the week, Monday through Friday, dropping our Canes Insight daily show. You can also sign up for the canesinsight.com website. Completely free. Get on the message boards. Extremely addicting. Just getting into good conversation with other Canes fans on there. Keep it locked on Canes Insight. Again, D, any other thoughts here?
So shout out to Canes. We're wearing the shirt here. You mentioned the Canes Insight forums. My guy, Menmon, who's like a savant when it comes to a lot of things, but certainly cornerback play. He knows every cornerback in the country pretty close, and he highlighted this guy as a transfer target from day one. So this is someone, if you're on the Canes Insight forums, this guy was identified before he even jumped in the portal as a guy that would be interesting to Miami. So that's what we do on those free forums. We have very knowledgeable posters who will be ahead of the game with players like Deonte Hill. One thing I'll say, though, going forward, you can never have enough guys that can play man coverage. I know that's Miami's philosophy. That's what you hear in the NFL. You add Deonte Hill, but I would not be surprised for Miami to add another defensive back who can play man coverage. We'll see if names enter the portal. We'll see what Miami does there, but I can see one more name being added in the defensive backfield if it's the right name. And it could be someone in the portal now, but ideally it's a better name that is entering in the future. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that. But I know Miami is not done, in their minds, evaluating players who can come in and play man coverage for them and help them beat Florida this year and Florida State this year. And that's what Deonte Hill brings from Marshall.
Hit that like button. Subscribe to the channel. Appreciate everyone's support as always. Go Canes.